The Osme Foundation Board is also acknowledging the ongoing work of amateur radio operator Don Jones, K670, for promoting amateur radio in Malawi. Under his leadership, the HACDC Amateur Radio Club initiated the Malawi Project, which has helped license several new amateur radio operators in Malawi, the Comoros, and Uganda. The project now has a permanent home, the Jeffrey Don Memorial Foundation. Jones added that there are now 11 youths who have licenses, including a 12-year-old girl who just passed her license test. He hopes that 19 to 20 more high school students will soon be licensed and amateur radio station added at their school. Plans are underway to bring some of those new hams to the 2026 Hamvention. 28th International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, ILLW, will take place August 16th and 17th, 2025. Started in 1993 by the Air Amateur Radio Club in Scotland as the Northern Lighthouse Activity Weekend, ILLW now coincides with many countries honoring the lighthouses each August. The event is not a contest and participation is free. Each station's operators decide on which bands and modes they will operate, and there are no restrictions on antennas or power, and each station must be operated in compliance with their operator's license. Complete information, including the registration, guidelines, and a current list of participants, can be found at the website at International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend. Dr. Erwich Rode, NYUL, has been awarded the Bavarian Order of Merit. Rode is an honorary member of the Bavarian Academy of Sciences. Bavarian Minister President Dr. Markus Söder said the award is considered a sign of grateful recognition for outstanding scientific achievements and services to the Free State of Bavaria. "I accept the award with gratitude and respect," said Rode. "I am very pleased about the recognition of my life's work that this award represents." Rode is an ARRL member and helped author the ARRL handbook. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. A quick update to the story from last week about the request of AST to use the 430 to 440 megahertz band. I did a quick look at the FCC website for all the filed comments. Besides AMSAT and ARIS, I found these radio amateur societies